Can't you travel to anyone who works 12 hours that day?
No, but how much time change it? It's
like 2 days. It's about time change. Yes, one time. That's because the schedule happens to be that way. But if you had your own plane, private plane,
19
hours in Hong Kong? If you change, you stop.
No, 19.
Non-stop?
No, then plus change.
19 plus a change. Oh, I guess not, I withdraw my statement. Not the whole world's a Muslim government. But it's all America, which is all, it would be a Muslim. Well, take that back. Eric Charles in New York would be a Muslim government. Eric Charles in Los Angeles? That's no good. See? There it is. They have non-stop. 13 and a half hours. I see, there it is. It's not a Muslim government. It's more than 12 hours. The pasta, the Shiva is a Mahalath Yom Echad, which as I understand, is the Yom Echad from sunrise to sunset, the pasta. Interesting. Because of what it is, it's relevant to the whole figure of Mani Hayom, how you kind of today. The pasta is 12 hours. And therefore, I'm sorry to say Los Angeles is not a Muslim current. No, it's very serious. It could be, you know, serious. It could be another night. I'm not kidding. Someone, there's a family in New York, and they're observing Shiva, and someone's relative went to Beret Yisrael, came back to New York, wanted to be one day. Or even the people we mentioned yesterday, even in the village, that was never in New York. Came from Eretz Yisrael to New York. Could be a dinner from Malcolm Carlos. Where Los Angeles might have a different day. Could be not coming in for the Chutz Avel. They have an extra day if they're living in Los Angeles. Possible. Possible. I have a question. Yes?
Why 12 hours?
Not long to be on that. That's what she is. It's the first Shigamar in Mark Cup. The question is only, but in those days they also had methods of transportation. In other words, they didn't have planes, they didn't have trains, but they had horses. They had horses. No, they had horses. The Kolbo Eskakasha. Eskakasha. They said, well, it must have been in a sort of bad place, and there was no way to get by horse, you had to go around foot. Drachma Fu Kolbo. Stick on a difficult terrace. The Kolbo and Terrace, Dallas, Sim and Hayes. Aura 6, after he said, considered a Doha. Well, I consider it a Doha anyway, but I don't know. Oh, this is interesting. Wow. Okay, so you have to do a precise measurement. They go, they hurry up. You know, the time they take off, the time they land, I don't know. When I have to count, I don't know how to count it precisely. Don't know. I don't know. Now, as a matter of fact, we had in the Gemara yesterday, the Shir of Gimel Yomim, which most folks can reject the halacha, some folks can accept the halacha we mentioned yesterday. Where did 3 days come from? So the Raivis says that 3 days comes from someone was buried on one day, and the Shliach told him the second day, and he'll get there the third day. It's the whole story. It's just, the first 3 days are the main part of the Avelus. If that's the case, it's arguable. The whole world's a Mokum Karov because you can always communicate in less than 3 days. The Raivit is saying that 1 day is based upon 3 days. If you take a look on the Rush and on this sugya, he explains this clearly. Okay. Oh, but it's not misfortune in the Gemara anyway what it is. It's the Kabbalah from the Gaonim. That's Malaf Yom Echad, which is at their Parsov. That's the with the rush calls and similar test. As I mentioned to you before, that's one of the riots they bring, that the day is calculated from sunrise to sunset. That's when the day ends with respect to our bailiffs. That's just going to the difference here. Now, Rivas, came in the Shaka Shikla Tamak Eretz. Someone passed away, say, Sunday evening. Okay, and the burial was not before Sunday evening. And the next day, they didn't travel by night, those years, it was difficult to travel by night. And the next morning, they sent a shliach. They told them, we'll get their stomach for Minchah. The next day, they'll be able to come and reach them before Minchah. therefore they'll be able to see Yom Echad as a hypothetical, because the Yom Echad, if it's not on Korah, it's really a situation of being able to travel one Kavur at the end of Sunday, so to travel there on Monday and travel back on Tuesday. They won't travel by day, not by night. That's where the one day comes from. Okay, more than Malach Yom Echad, they'll not be able to come in 3 days. If that's the case, it's arguable. Even Los Angeles, no problem. You just pick up the phone. So, anywhere in the world is a Malach Yom Echad in the sense of the right, that you can get within 3 days, even Hong Kong, because you just give a call and again they get within 3 days. They travel by night, travel by plane, it's a whole different world. But the right should be taken literally, it's a right of course in Simon Lama Chet. Then for sure the whole world is off from Torah. Real global village. If the rabbi should be taken at face value, that's the din. There's the argument that they went to a kaver shi yom echad, it's kavua no matter what. But there was, we don't know that for sure. Okay, that's Torah number one. Torah number two, I want to make the following point, which is found in the Geshe Rachaim. I mentioned to you yesterday about Peh. I forgot where I'd seen it, and here it is. The Geshe Rachaim has a discussion of this issue, when they're available to him. Chalos Avel, Terek Yutet. So Terek Yutet in Sif Hei, which is entitled Hanigorim Acha Godol Habayit, in Sifkotin Ches, Tamim. Got a little bias to this, got a little bias to that. Who's the main person in charge? The main person, close to get from the Rosh, Shimon Lamatet, Bodhan Shimon Aruch. Haid is still a basal of the Greer Kula Batre. The one who's considered the most important. He calls it the Kratan Ten, the Zogadol Abayis. There are a bunch of brothers that everyone thinks he's the God. I'm in charge, I'm in charge. Like, we're not brothers, huh? So, he quotes the following. In boy echad me'am l'mokam sh'avelim yosh l'mokam ha'meis l'mokam ha'kura no'agim gamken sh'yitzarif l'hokal l'rov ha'velim. As I mentioned to you yesterday, one joins the other. One joins the other. Why? With riots in parentheses. Even if the Godel Abayas comes to all the other people before the one day, you make it, right? The Godel Abayas, you saw this yesterday. The Ramban. The Godel Abayas joins the other. Calvin Homo is no Godel Abayas, and the one joins the many. The one joins the many. So, what's the head verse of it? The Shadows is following. That it is a Godel Abayas, that you can argue that he's the Koveya. It is no Godel Abayas. You presume the majority of the people have the majority of the responsibility. So therefore, if there's five brothers and four in one place and one's coming, so the presumably the four of a greater say, so the equivalent of Godel Habayit. Not Godel Habayit literally, but the halakhic equivalent of Godel Habayit. That's the source that is in, as I mentioned yesterday, just in Zohar. Okay. We mentioned also an important Nakuda from Rav Moshe, in an earlier context of when Avelos begins, where the post will talk about a situation of a cemetery and they turn their back. The lashon of the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch was based on the Rishonim. The Einam Yodim Mosa Nikva, right? We remember Moshe said, "Lav Dafka." And you don't have a telephone, so it wouldn't make a difference. It's still not available at the airport. Fine. So it's interesting. If you take a look in Siman Shin Ayin Hey Sif Aleph, the Shach Sif Kotzen Aleph, there it says, "Mishadak v'mishloach hametz amdina acheret." The Einim Yodim Mosa Yikover, we spoke about this before. Says the Shach, Aleph, Mashma Dapsik Sheshokhan Osu Le'ir Akher, Avlakov Bebeis Akvor Tzomach Le'ir, Hakozim Mishari Yair, Einim Mitzavlim Ad Shamulem Shenikbar. Sure, we mentioned before, because it's so close. Daita Wola. Says the Dogal Mirvava. Look in Shin Tzadi Tet. What's in Shin Tzadi Tet? What's there? Seems to be a theorem that is this. What's Shin Tzadi Tet? And Sid, Yud Dalet. Those who have, should please look at Shin Tzadi Tet, Sid Yud Dalet. Wait a minute. It's a Malcolm Karev, right? It's not far away. How far can it be? You think they're just getting close to Yon. The steer between Shinai and A and Shin Tzadi Teh. That's the steer. And for the Dogon Merevava, an interesting end. He says, Shom, I have Erev Yon. Musaru, La Akum Shik, Guru, Beyon. Potentially, if it goes to Shkia. The came as a law of the Yashu, the Sayyab, Beyon, the Bikvaros, or Apilu, the Bikvaros, the Bikvaros. Some of the year, Dino Kilo Shalchem also the year Acher. What's the difference between Dino Acher? What's the Ramban? Some of the year, Dino Shalchem also the year Acher. What's the Ramban? Some of the year, Dino Shalchem also the year no steer between Shinai and Hay. She's study test. But the Rosh and the Ramban are actually not that way. They quote Shinai and Hay as the Ramban. She's study test as the Bahag. And they say it's the Machlekes between the two of them. So the Dogon Merav is probably Marav Shalom Biolam. There's no Machlokas. So it depends on Data Olav or not. There's also clearly much before about the airplane. Not Data Olav. He's going to find out by phone call what's going to happen later on. I think so. Yeah. Before, I thought it was a here with the Nativ. Yeah, hold the touch about it, right? And it's Zinav Aninus, that's right. And there's also a question, there the question primarily about what is still Zinav Aninus. It also thought about what is Zinav of Avelis, because it's a double fight. As a matter of fact, the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is Mashmah, that there is no Avelis in my kind of a case. That's the definitive point there. But the false appearance that there is Avelis. And I say, well, if you make a bottle, if you want to start Avelis, thought it now already and get up a day earlier. I want to mention that the Ritva is a whole different shot in our sugi, which we didn't mention yesterday. It's not completely foreign, but it's just a different twist. Remember that discussion? You want to try to go to Abaya Shalach Lekavro Mona La'atma. Right? The go to Abaya to go if he counts himself. Those who remain behind count themselves. That's what the Ritva is assumed. He's count separately. The Gemara shadows only a third party, above the Malkum Korah. Who does he follow? Does he follow the God of Abayas? Or does he follow the people who stay behind? Oh, Anup Shakti, and sits in the Sugis like Gemara. The Malkum Slu, the God of Abayas came within 3 days. So then, he counts like the people who remain, because the God of Abayas never left. Otherwise, he counts himself. So a different size, what I mentioned briefly, we have mentioned this before. Okay. Who does this figure? That is, before, when you take off your shoes. You don't take off your shoes, it's Sifala, Shinai Nayala. So you stand over there, as soon as the grave is closed, so you cover your head, except that you throat, you don't have any more. You only go off your shoes to get home. And now there's someone off the minute to take off your shoes right away. So except that's why. Why? He's dealing with his own need to grow right. Of course, it's give up. Hold from the house, over the house from the derek. So there's no need to take off your shoes. You have to walk with shot and socks when there's rocks and stones all over the place. Why did the minute change? Why? The Aruch HaShulchan says itself, Tipeh, Shinai Heyei. When they had Atif at the Rosh in the olden days, which was signified Avelis, but that was another Vat Kolas Avelis. Good enough. But nowadays, you no longer have Atif at the Rosh. If you want to start the Avelis come on a formal way, the only thing to do it is to remove your shoes. How is it not Avelis? There's no other way to do it. Well, you're not taking a shower this minute. You don't take showers every minute. So you can't define a veil if I'm not taking a shower. To do something. Then in the old days, they just put on things over their heads, and that's the only way. I think it's a shmel, I guess, later. an indicator that, since we don't have that nowadays, we must remove our shoes to indicate the beginning of the Avel. As a matter of fact, Rav Hashulchan therefore writes that you can take off your shoes at the cemetery, walk a few steps, and then put it back on again, because it's hurt. Because you put it on again, it's the general heter of Avel and the Vedera. You took it off for just for a minute, just to indicate that the Avel is the beginning. Yes? We spoke about it a long time. This is unrelated. Now the Ritva, says that you can start a veil immediately, 7 days start immediately, even though there was no need of a veil to come back to the city. Because if the tour is done at 5 o'clock, and the sun is 5 after 5, they come home at 6 o'clock. To be a fact that the kavura was done far, that itself is the beginning of the avail. It's even there's absolutely nothing to nothing at all to mark the avail. Where did the Ritva get it from? To the pashas that comes from the following din. What happens if someone is mezalzel in miktas yemei avail? A person just didn't fulfill all the... We know they didn't have Avel, right? And the person was mezalzel. He didn't keep all the halachos. So the day that he was mezalzel, did they count towards the Shivat Yemei Avel or not? He didn't keep the Avel those days. Do they count or don't they count? It says in Shulchan Aruch that they do count. They count. So the Ritva says, all right, here too. The maize was buried, it was just before the Shkia. He didn't take off his shoe. So Zuzel, he should have taken off his shoe to Zuzel. So therefore, since he should have taken it off, he didn't do it. So therefore, count towards the Shivat Yemei Avel. Now, that's the Shidus Pashas, the Shidus Arisen. The Wadi Orchon Shulchan say. Nah, that's not capable at all. The first is start the shiva, and then he has to go after 2 days, he has to go work on a project. So he works on the project for 2 days. So there's count towards the minion of shiva. If he hasn't started yet, he has to start. He has to demonstrate something to start. If he didn't start, he didn't start yet. That's count. That's presumably the distinction of course that she does all of her children. Yeah. We have another set to go to Rav Hashulchan, which is a very important distinction. Namely, we can say as follows. In a case, your questions are, in a case that the person was supposed to start Avel in the first 2 days, but he didn't, for whatever reason, he had a mistake, he didn't know, he didn't care. Then, since he was obligated in Avel, the days counsel to Shiva to Avel. However, he and the case we're discussing now, he's not really chayiv in Avel. What did he have to do? He's at the cemetery. Now required to take off his shoes, because he's out in the street. There's no other requirements, no other people to run with manifest. There are no requirements. Since there are no requirements, not the fact that Avel is Chalus was out of in a sense of Kiyam Asay, it wasn't even Chal yet. You know what I'm telling you? It's a big difference interpretation. What if it's someone, because it was supposed to make Kiyam Rose make, supposed to not hear him, it's arguable. The only matter in a case where they're in the cemetery, and there was no opportunity to fulfill the minimum avail. So they didn't fulfill it. Because they weren't chayav to any avail. However, in a similar situation where they were chayav an avail, just didn't fulfill it, then perhaps the din would apply. I'll tell you, I had a case in my own family. An aunt of mine was in Florida. She heard that one of her relatives passed away. And so she decided to fly north to New York with the rest of the mishloach. But you know, she got a plane, you pick up a leave, I think she heard one in the Suez had a plane, so the whole night was in Florida. But she talking for herself, she hasn't come to her brother's, whatever, siblings in New York, the veil doesn't start, she doesn't take off her shoes, garnish. Even in the comfort of her own home, she didn't take off her shoes. And she came to the ship. And the question was, yes it is. Does she require to sit an extra day? Well, the answer was no. Based on this initial banal, but the Zal will not avail. I want to suggest, even the Machmirim will say, in the Sabbath, if you didn't take off your shoes, you cannot count that they close the avail. This is the Mashmo from the Shulchan Aruch. It's this Aleph. That's only because, in that case, there's no chiyuv to remove the shoes. Because you're in the street. Hakeret, it's a chiddush. Even though you're not required to take off your shoes, if you went, both the slim and sure husband and took your shoes off, to the count close the avail. But the fact that you're not required to go because you're kind of shtickle an incident, you're not. You try to walk barefoot, so it would only was back in the zone, stony street area of the day tomorrow. But if you decide to do it anyway, it's a kiyum of avail, it's an account of the first day of the shiva. I thought it was a bit of a kiss. Not that I want to suggest. Okay, we answer your questions over. Okay. Yeah. Even if we disagree with the Ritva, it's possible to say that the Ritva is Mako completely. Even, in a case where there was no heal of it. No niga, no heal. It's still Mako. I don't know. The mashmal from the machaber is not that way. Achim, dog, and lapos minna, what's the little being so frum all of a sudden? Never so frum, against enough of the dish. The terrorists is, we're being frum, to get an electro avail, to have the avail before the sunset. That's the passion, as the Orchel Shulchan said. So if the Orchel Shulchan is recording minogi Yisrael based on the Shulchan Aruch, I would assume there was a halacha, that's how we passed it. And I'm suggesting that even though that's how we passed it in the case of someone who is not required to take off their shoes, because it's in the cemetery, but someone was required to take off their shoes in the comfort of their home in Florida, but didn't realize that it wasn't speaking so well, to know, or care, whatever the case may be, and did take off the shoes, that they might still count. That's my distinction I'm trying to do. Okay? Fine. So this, therefore, concludes this simon, which is simon shin ayin hay. Complicated simon, and I think again today we just went over a few things that we had glossed over yesterday in this simon. I want to go back a little bit because we skipped so quickly. You skipped some things that you didn't intend to skip. In simon, gimel. Gimel. Shinai and gimel sifay. Okay. The Hibbul Tumas Kohen, the Machaber says, Kol Eilu Shem Mitaymo Lehem Afilu Shavu L'Sorah, V'yesham Adachu L'Sorah. That's a Machlokas. 2 days. Okay. So the Ramah writes, Ul Dvorah Rishona, Afilu Meitza Meitza Shabbat Shiyesha L'Kovar Bo V'yom, Shori L'Tamasa Ul L'Shavro, Kidei Shalo Yeh Mutal V'Dizoyim. You know what's going on? That if according to the first day of, they can stand there, even though it's not going to be for the purpose of burial, just shouldn't be standing in the bizarre. So what do you want to say? That's not conveyed. That's considered what? Shalom Torah. Wow. Wouldn't you consider that to be a Torah? So that's the mashmal. What's Chak? What does the bizarre mean? That's the question. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Okay. So the question is, what's the din? This is what we call shmira. Lishma shamro, the din is shmira. Shmira is hamein, what's it for? So the Gemara in the chapter Brachas, that you said, is quite a lengthy discussion. So yeah. And the Gemara mentions explicitly the din of the Shama Min HaHakborim. I mentioned before, Rabbi Broya said, with Vana there, they know that it's Shmira because it's put in a refrigerated compartment. No Akborim, no din of Shmira. Finish. He has the Shmira. However, Rabbi Moshe is a Tshuva. They're all of the Shmira Reish Kapay. He says, no. Mutal of Yizor of the Ramah is even if there's no Kshash Akborim. What's the proof? The Machlot of the Prophet, the Chesh Yisrael, and the Chachamim, And it has a sina. Choshishin lachborim and ain choshishin lachborim. Nafkamina, to the shomer, stop looking at the maid, stop it, chakras. What's the message saying? It's a rialisto, adra. The machlekes is the chara. Whether it's the shatak borim, the zechadak lefurah, there's no shatak borim, and there's no bit of shvira. Adra. So the merchant turns around and says, the merchant says, the shudder says that you don't need shmira. So why did it say, Ben Abbe, why did you can daven from shudder, don't require any shmira? That's what the merchant told you. I would say, what do you mean? You can daven, you don't have shmira. The merchant told you, based on that lust, Zika lust, Marcus, what's the Ben Abbe, you're allowed to daven. Why do you want to daven, you don't need any shmira? I thought, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, you're allowed to daven, because you're not going to do shmira. That's what I thought. Gosh. But most of the Nukshah, no. Even according to Benazah, you need Shmir. Even without a Chazach Borah. But it's enough what he calls the Yosef and Ichnah. And from Benazah, we learn according to Chachan, they also hold the Zechil of Shmir over and above the Zinevach Borah. The Chachman thought it was a Mut, if it's the same thing. You have to do Shmir, even without a Chazach Borah. Otherwise, it's there. Wow, the old Kasher, I remember from my youth. Then the Azay and the Chachamim are arguing in the Mitzvah with the Chashash Akbar by a Sfina, and then hire out a Akbar exterminating company and find out if they're Akbar on the Sfina or not. They're not collecting the Mitzvah. That's the Chachamim thought of Kash. The Akbar by the means Mazikim and all the time by a Sfina with Mayim and Megidim from Mazikim. Can you imagine this? It's not Sfina. It's the Chachamim thought of. A real good thought. Then Akbar means Mazikim, means Sfina. What happened over here? What's going on? How these men, the Litvak check their passports at the door, and then they're talking about voodoo again. I don't know what that's about. It's my not boring. I don't understand that either. I just can't understand. I am a host of Messias? No. Then my first came to the yeshiva, Rabbi Anthony is my Rebbe, 30-something years ago. And he said, all the time, the Machlejus of Messias. He's all saying, oh, what's he mean, terrorist? He says, always the same. It's the Machlejus of Shiyuvim. That's the Brit grand answer, apparently. What's the Yulim mean? The Machlekes, Abad and the Chashan Borah, no longer the Seas. Instead of an X percent, there's only a 0.1 X percent chance. The Machlekes is the Shiulim. Is that considered to be Chashan Borah or not? This went on the whole, I'm sure Abad, that's what he would answer this question too. The Kabbalah, my Rebbe. But now the Machlekes is the Seas, then the Machlekes is the Shiulim. That's no cash. To build a whole yourself in that cash? Very, very strange. Very strange. There's a whole discussion over here, it's only when there's a question of you thought about borim or the like. But when there's no such thing, there's no din of shmir at all. You want to be machmir, extra covered on eggs. No, I can't stop you. But the tenet of the halacha, the requirement, no. The Rav Breuer, I believe, felt that this chumrah would lead to a chashash takana. He, in effect, eliminated it. Okay. Fine. So this takes care of Simon Shin Ayin Gimel. I'll continue. Ayin Vote. Okay? Yes, sir. I'm sure. Damakash. That's not fair. Let's take a look at the source. What are the hills? Are more for where? Too much attention? Look at the very church. What symbol is that? Shinayan Gimel? Take a look. Shinayan Gimel, Sif what? Hey. Reg Pei Gimel. Pei Tzerzh. Kohen Shemais Lomais for Shabbos. Shor Elisha Tzim Amais for all the Avogav, the Shabbos who the Yesh of the Kovar Hayom. The Kovar Kam Tzara Kul Shama Kadesh Lo Yehudu Le Bizoyim. Rabbi Kitzat Kimo Tzara Kvura. Didn't say it sounds so. The old story. Shiyuhim. It's about what it is and how much of a Tzara it is. Not the old Tzara. Rabbi Kitzat Kimo Tzara Kvura. Be there. presumably the Sfiras HaMeir HaKodesh HaShita, which helped maintain that you need a Torah. I'm not sure. Again, I can't say for sure. I feel that Shabbos Torah can hear a Torah. The Koshkeh guy got Shabbos Torah says, no, he owes it to the Shabbos Torah. But the Koshkeh guy got now where the Torah stops. Not quite a Torah. We're of a Torah Shmiu. This isn't Shabbos Torah at all. He says, Torah for the Shamra. Initially, he was with the Zoyim. And it starts from a Torah Shmiu. I can still maintain that we don't have a Torah Shmiu. It's not quite the same as Torah Shmuel. We have to actually do it 100%. This is only a Pshash. That's what I think. Yeah, a Pshash. I have an extra Shulchan Aruch. I just got one on one. So. Okay? Fine. Shinai involved. Ein ha benachrim ha-shor ha-lefroach ha-tiyasem ha-abos chilus. Oh, this is a tough thing. That the you're not supposed to open your mouth until the abos speaks first. And the first thing about it is that you're not what happens if you come to the Yavon and you don't say anything? What took me? I told me it was the Rav, the Pohon of the Rav went to the Menachem Omer of Shneer Kutla. The Pohon of the Rav, when he never lost his son, he was completely broken. I think I might laugh on these stories. Maybe I mean, like, you know, somebody told you, you get confused, the story which. But I think the story went that he went to the Menachem Omer of Shneer Lakewood. That was the name of the man in the 80s, I believe it that far. Slept to Lakewood, to Nachum Avraham by Rav Shneer. Rav Shneer didn't open his mouth. Rav sat there half an hour. He didn't open his mouth. He didn't open his mouth. And they just said, I'm welcome, and they left. I heard of that in Zah. I don't know. But I read in one of the forums, I think it was the Sefer Nevorah, I believe. We had certain coolers. Let me read that. Yeah. Didn't even have a base double. I begin to find it here. My recollection is I saw it at Kvot Mechadarish. The Chadarish would walk in. He was a fiery Gadol Hador. I was afraid of it enough. So everyone would just be quiet. He couldn't even knock a level, but it was such U.S. arrogance. But it was an exercise of futility. I think I read it in the same time. Chazish was make you to start talking first. So they realized it. We're not getting anywhere. I mean, the vast of it is Nichon Arayel. I don't remember exactly where it is. I think it's, yeah.
Why is that the
rule for that's true. That? You know, but the situation in which the person really wants to talk, but he's afraid. You know, the little Batara walks in, he'll be afraid to open his mouth. I think he doesn't want to talk. He loves to talk. Well, he loves to have a conversation with his man. He gets it, opens his mouth. On the face. He's like, whatever the problem. Oh, page tough, iron base. Oh, the back. Wait a second. The two of them are Waldenberg. That's the last half of the page. He said, I go into Nichum Avail and Rav Waldenberg, he's also a Michigan small person. You know, he's writing, I also was in his 80s when he wrote this. I walk in and no one starts to talk. It's because it's the hour of the U.S. are covered. And if I don't talk, so you got to say it. How can you go against the Shulchan Aruch? He quotes the Levush. Levush gives a reason for this. Namely, who maskal haras tarosh and mitzar ba'od al meto? Hakach maskilim and nachmo. There's a lot of advance there. Why you first express your pain? And they say, they give the American pun, I feel your pain. But they really mean it. They try to express consolation. You don't start talking. How can I talk? How can I respond? I didn't know the response to pain. That's the logic behind it. Zilba Satayma. Kol Hecha Shemakir, that's the Lewish. Kol Mei Hecha Shemakir, and Shuk Kain with Tsar. We talk Tsar, we have an aim to have Shuruz, let's talk to Kila Bishorim. She can talk. Thank you. derived from eel. What's called cast from eel? But once the oval already started talking to somebody else, then the later Menachem, come later, allowed her to not to wait anymore. The Torah says, Hakakach mitnosin ima oval the beito. It's the beginning of the Aveda. It came out of the seventh day, remember? Who made the Barosh. Mishat oma initial the Rabbonin Tama. The oval of Baruch Zion Eber. And everyone's Menachem. Kamash vimashu roar the dish benachom. In other words, the oval said, Zion Eber, yoytzeh. Then he found the pair of doors, apparently the Chazunish. He would come to the Ichim Avela, and he'd start talking first, because he saw the guy can't speak, because he's a Yogan or Yeretz HaKovitz, a nice Arab. I go to something. They stopped by and day, the last, the Arab of Waldenberg, and it's a good. Okay, thank God, it's good in there. Okay. Fine. Another can't be posted for a sudden. He shouldn't say, I wasn't even, I deserved to be punished so much, I wasn't, didn't get enough punishment. Have to make another law. What he said, can't say, shouldn't tell that no, this is a very big American problem. What can you do? Can't change it. That's an Americanist. Can't say that to another, it's clear. That's a Republican. See that, Shazel is the next page. Kigidu, the Masna, Poyim Efshel Lashana Piyota, and the Kabbalah of Zeret Hashem is brought me up. What does that mean? What does that mean? The whole discussion. What do the words mean? There's a whole talk about it. But you can't daven so much to live. He says, no. About it, when a person's alive, he's just daven and daven and daven and daven. But the statement which somehow looks as if you're going against the desire that you can change it, that not. It's a fine line. Since Gilmore is in it, says, no availing is not came. So 10 people come to the house and they sit there. King of 10 people sit there the whole time. So they come and they flip. They said, oh, we never heard of this. So we said, the organ came. But there's a minister diamond in the house. Some places that you know, we have to America talk about finding a minister when there is an organ. But if there's no organ, no nail organs, we don't make a minister to go public. But no, there's a custom to try to make a minister anyway. And it'll never... There was someone passed away who had left my shul to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hanok, the sister, only I left a wife, and no children. And I called once, and they're making a millionaire. So Hanokians, thank God, there are many, many thousands of frum people in Hanok. They're not in a shul, they're not in a house. It's a chet, and I'm saying no, but in America, many communities, you can actually do all the millions in someone's house. And the minigas, I mean, you don't do it, unless it's someone who's and Kaddish for the nation. That's a general rule, again. A good thing to do if it's possible. Now, $6. Close to Sullivan and Sullivan are very important. Menhagim, all available. This is the Sith, which has the most Menhagim of all, the whole Hilkos Surveillance is this Sith. Shinai and Vavdala. We'll start to discuss some of the Menhagim ourselves. He quotes a minute that when you finish the burial, you say a Kaddish to also this Kaddish, separate Kaddish. We know this Kaddish from various sources. That's the Kaddish that we say, Kaddish is Kaddish. Fine. That's the minute. We say it by a theme and by a kvur. Special extra emphasis on the Tzimeisim and the Lovo, etc. And in the minute to rip some grass off, throw it behind you, wash hands with water. Somehow to remember some of the tahara of the paraduma, as the Shah points out. That's the Macham. Good. Now come to Ramah. This Ramah is a very lengthy Ramah. Goes to all the Menhagim, many Menhagim of these men. Let's stop. Yeshama Shayoshin, Zion Tomim, Mesha Ruchos, Malabas, also the Chosman, Shayoshin, Gorchim, Ivan. After the Leviathan chants seven times, when you stop, the demons run away from you. The Dinas Elu Lo, Inauguration, Rakim, Apop. I never say this one time. Achash Rok, the Ayodayan. It's on the day, the Inauguration, the Tesa. I never saw this in my life. the Shachris should do seven times. And you say, Kim Alocha, Yisav Alocha, etc. What does that mean? So the Taz explains in Gimel, Mashal has a Kabbalah from his grandfather. You should say seven times, Kim Alocha. And the first time you say, Yosef HaTetz Mitzul Ki, second time, Malocha, the seventh time, Shrochecha, the Yeshbo Soul. All right. That's called Mamodos, the Pashas. The Pashas, this will be called Mamodos. Where do you find Mamodos? In the first submission of Megillah, of Gimel and Beis. You don't make a Mamodos for Pachos Miyud. Think of a Master of Kuf and Beis as well. I think, no, it's the foolish. It depends upon in Hoshim. The real closest of the Master Gemara in Moriah Kuf. Yes, it was available. It says you Zion and Beis. Kuf and Megillah. You know, it's not a motion of Pachos Miyansara. Hatra, and folks in the Shiva Mamodos of Moshe was amazed. And Havel Avolam HaKolav said. Now, whole discussion. They did seven times, they said it has no less than seven, and it got nice. Ain't also the Mamodos of Nogu, also the Mamodos of Nogu. The first Shigamara, Rabbi said, if the minigas to do it, you do it. The minigas not to do it, not to do it. Where I come from, I think it happens very often, they have to, based on the Dark Emotion, and there are more stuff as it is elsewhere, they have my mother, but not on the way out, but on the way in. Is that what you saw? And Simon Shin Nun Ches, Shin Gimel, going back a bit, there are more has this custom. Yesh Omen Shemagim and Amesha Kvarot, Mabid and also called our Amos Kosh Nikbar two or three times. So I think that what I've said is that they have the seven with the Kim Alokha, with the whole business, back at Shin Nun Ches, before the Kippur, not after the Kippur. That's the beginning of our place. That's what you should do. I found them the Kobo Tessa. You know he called them another? Fine. This is that. Minute. Let's go further than Ramon. The famous thing is coming up. This is a very famous Ramon. He says, the Nisib of Midrash is Loma Kaddish Allah of. The concept of Kaddish is not found anywhere in Shas. I mean, Kaddish is a sukkah, but Kaddish for a parent is not found in Shas. Okay, so the third Midrash. The Kala, Zohar, Tana Devel Yor Rabba. And the minute they Kaddish 12 months, says the Ramon. What's the idea of Kaddish? What did it say in this source? Something very interesting. Somebody appeared in a dream, and he was black, in a terrible situation, and said to his son in his dream, to make Kaddish for me, this is going to solve my problem. So that minig, that source, the minig of saying Kaddish began. I may have mentioned you in my previous sheet of the Gemara Kiddushin and the different expressions, Hareini Kaparas Mishkovo, which is the form of relative disuse. And perhaps the reason for that disuse is that the same theme of Hareini Kaparas Mishkovo is the theme of what we call Kaddish, as Joseph Engel says, in Kiddushin and Adam. What's the nice thing? Tamachat Pogar Abisboni B'yechashem Mekoshish Eitim. Amalai Eimi Shia Tuleini, Im Lo Shema B'ni Kaddish. On the Poshan Aminig, Loma B'ni Lo Shema B'ni Kaddish for 12 months. Where's the Maizis? The Zohar HaKadosh, Sol Peret Akrimo. And the other places in the Zohar as well, apparently. Okay. My expert is Maizis, but apparently it's B'ni Yisrael. And we can base it on like our Arayin Kaparas Mishkabu, which is Nigla. They also go to the Zohar, it's a replacement for that custom. Another minute to say Mastir, according to the same source. Say Mastir, this way I will not, I'll be do better off in the next world. When Mastir, for the Prussian Shad is the Mastir for the whole 12 months. I think it was, I'm not mistaken, it was Tika Shalevsky, when he was in my house, he wants to get to my house for a Shabbos, he was in a Bailiff. He wants to get Master. That's what it is. I'm in a bed. Huh? I take it out of the Sukkot. Why is it? The guy like a term, you know? The town of everyone. I don't know. Maybe you're going to see the guy mopped every week. I don't know. You were there yet? So maybe he got mopped every week. There's no one else there. That's the meaning of the Rambam. Nowadays, there's no such meaning anywhere in the world that I've ever seen. Because the Gabbai would balk at it, and the people would. But if there is a custom of having a map to the Shabbat before A, your son. That doesn't mean. We'll see your son in a minute. By the way, meaning to daven on the Shabbat, the whole 12 months. Because then the Shabbat leaves a special place of Shabbat for the other place. Well, if we don't have that either, I mean, we have a meeting in general to daven on the Shabbat. Daven all the time. There is an Indian that's called the Daven Hoti Shabbat before the Yortzeit when it's possible. There's no one else there. Fine. The Chaim of Bracha in the back has been discussing the word of Yortzeit. Yortzeit is a very major din. It really is more important than Shabbat and Kashrut. I'm serious. You don't keep either of those camps to shul for your side. Okay? But, meaning, your side should daven mutzav for the Amid Shabbat before. People think it's a very viper. So, if you look carefully, you go to Shara Prime, if you look carefully, it's not after mutzav. The many was given master. As the big more vicious is in it, Muslims to be like a consolation for the booby prize. That's what they give you master. So if you die him, they threw it Muslim too. So we call M&M. So the minute became that the author gets master, he gets Muslim too. Not after Muslim. I yawned with my mother.
He wanted a daven for the yomers on Monday Shabbat. But I couldn't. There was someone who wanted to tell the yortzeit that night. Well, either it was a local chiyuv. We see some local chiyuv of this beam over against me. Couldn't even be the yortzeit now. So, I didn't know turned out that someone in my building was very sick. And he needed a minion for my house. I got the process. So I was under cover. I could never allow it. Frankly, maybe that would be the end of it. Under the cover of someone in the building was sick and needed some people to make a minion, I sent them over and she did a favor and down for the yamas to the sick person. What is that guy on that mountain? But, yeah. Not right. Speaking about Ben Hogan, take a look at the Shuvah Gimel. This is famous. It becomes very famous today. Famous Shuvah Kabbat Yor. A man died no son, told his daughter to take care. The Medina race, but yes, Lafashai, they say, how should Koach have an oven show you girl? She came and she appears to me as she lived from. She appears to me by saying, great. Not only is it not great, but you have to stop what's happening. It's the first one. So in my school, we don't allow it. I refer to the general of Kailaka contemporary society, the Rabbi Fink, who wants to come out with Rabbi
Orlovsky.
Somebody else.
The big fat prince.
I'm a rather thick man. So he was right. What happened if some of the women start saying, ah, we don't? I have a karate chop. We don't make the knockout before she gets to the Eshmei Rabba. We don't have that, not sure. I mean, some sure maybe they do. I don't know. We don't have that. What we do is, hey, if it ever happens, there's a man from Kaddish alone. You know, man was only not the Kaddish, but the women are going to take Kaddish. Really, there are many women coming to our shul. They take Kaddish. So we just drown her out until... We didn't want to keep the monogamous over here. That, of course, the problem was in those days, describing there was only one person to catch. The original cousin was only one person to catch. The whole idea that everyone's saying catch is coming from Saradim. It goes on the drop. Yaakov Emden says that the Ashkenazim adopted this custom, and it's evolving. And Bosla Machlekes, it's a tremendous fight of who should take Kaddish. So, now they decide about the Yomot, Halbethel. But to know that it's a fight for Kaddishim. Because, you know, even Broy is right down the hill. Now, it's never emptying out. But in the old days, it was packed with people, and they would only allow one Kaddish at a time. There was 20 people with the architect. So what they would do is, they'd give only one person at a time. They'd say, there's more of it now. One, and another one, and another. People get chanting. Good Lord, not more than three Mizmor after Davin. Figure out. Three after Shabbos, three after Mitzvah, three after Maariv, 39. Plus the regular Kaddishim, we have what? Aleinu, and Shir Shal Yom, and the Kaddish Rabbona. Kids can get up to 15 Kaddishim or something like that day. They could have 15 yard sets, 15 Chiyuvim on the same day, not Shabbos. But they could be capable. You wouldn't make it. You wouldn't make it. You're a regular Chiyuv, you're both prepared in 12 months. And it's in the yard, and you know, it's for you. Now, it's really, unfortunately, very easy to get a cash there. But that's the original minute. Go a little bit further. Lama Kaddish ala aim, afa pisha of chayadayim. Aim of yada limchus of no shal yom Kaddish ala imas. Quite clearly, most parents are like, you shouldn't take Kaddish. I'm opposed to it. People start to say, your parents are not opposed to take Kaddish to somebody else who's a child, has a sibling, or this or that. I'm opposed. It's also Chalish Shaman Hagim. First, as both parents, you should not be saying Kaddish also. I'm opposed to it. Someone else saying.
How?
So there should be Kaddish after Aleinu. I'll call Mesa Yisrael, whatever it is. And the growth against it. The minute she used the background was never to say Kaddish after all that. No availus, no Kaddish. I was just at a wedding yesterday and they finished Minucha twice, I saw, with no availus and no Kaddish. So we do what we had in our shiur all the time. That was always our custom. There are no questions about that. Okay, and then there are no questions to the details of who gets this Kaddish, who gets this Kaddish. Enough for you. Enough for you. Go ahead. Enough means this guy comes to the town down the road. Enough group can happen with Neo here. That's the word enough for you. A stranger. That means a goy. Enough means today means a goy. It means a stranger. Yeah.
Good.
I don't consider me the part of your definitive halakhah over here. So, yeah. Kavalik! Yeah. They want to say Kaddish is wonderful. They want to say Kaddish after a Shia, Kaddish Rabbana. Fine. Not surely have a Shia if they're in the novel days of Kaddish Rabbana. Isn't that? Rav Henkin does have a rule that is blew up. Told the night the Kaddish. So in our shul, for example, we don't have the Kaddish. Let's say they Kaddish after Olein. Kaddish after Shir Shal Yom. Let's say there's an additional filler, such as Brochi Nafshi, Yom HaDavid, and Hashem Ori. We only say one. We go straight from Shir Shal Yom, Yom HaDavid, Hashem Ori, but then Kaddish afterwards. Finished. We don't have the Kaddish. People like to be married with the Kaddish, but there's a whole counter that can't turn anger to Shir. How many of you don't? All right. There are more talks here.
But what I said before, let's read it over here to the next page, page 32. It only makes sense in Shar Abba Ve'imo, not in Shar Krov. I have a kaddish because of my brother, for my cousin, for my friend. Has no real debuch, someone has no son, so they, nowadays they're the custom of hiring someone to say kaddish. Alright. He said, if there's no way, oh no. So you say, kaddish, I call me to Yisrael. Who said this kaddish? Mi she'en lo ave'en. Not some, not a bochum. That's the minig of Ramon. And then if it's minig, when they say kaddish to other relatives, aside from parents, but no one else there, it doesn't hurt, okay. You can't push away a few. It applies for both for kaddishim in those days and for the Roman these days. But also the chozachar, a minig, for vashi, a minig kavu of a year. I made them say kaddish even on Shabbos and Yontif, but they don't have for the Yom on Shabbos and Yontif. That's the minig we have to say. That's our minig. One second. I was called to be able to perish in the Ramah. Doesn't say a word. What about? They don't have that much knowledge. Okay. That's the minute of Minigav Chassidus. That's fine. Some say that when it's supposed to be preaching, I have to march about the middle of you. Some see them only going near the Yama. So, Yekka is saying. Can't have anything, zero. I've been a chassidim in the X, nothing. Then the lip brackets, they dive in everything except for halal. They leave it down to chakras until halal. And the centrists, they dive in minchah ma'arav, they don't dive in chakras at all. That's what happens in my year. Again, this is part of Europe, but that's generally how we conduct ourselves in ours. Because we give everyone the right to do what he wants, and that's the good in ours. Then is a minig of saying kaddish only for 11 months. Should make your father into a rush. Okay. Which we spoke about. Elliot. I just want to mention a word that we spoke about a little earlier about the Hasbazin business. When there is Hasbazin, when there's no Hasbazin. So I saw that the Kobo has a long discussion about this. The Sefer Hasidim says you can have an Erev Shabbat after Chatzot against the Prima Godin. Chanukah and Purim and the Chodesh Nissan, the Zina de Gemara, the Taz says, but the question is that Nissan is a Chiddush, Taz is only a minig. Only the Yitzchak Chag, we spoke about, we're looking tomorrow in Sukkah by Yitzchak Chag. Fine. So the Kobo, he says what I said, that going back to the Jewish Yitzchak, that there's a Shvachol shall make the Mutter B'chol Shnit. Remember the people going up in the Mogan Avraham after this. We thought maybe it should be Mutter, so I found that he says that the Jewish Yitzchak is not the least of Nitzin. He quotes another of his Mata, even Chanukah Purim. It says, and to give Muslims to the children to go with Darkei Hashem is always a silly Muslim. Some of that's my deal. So same as my Yitzchak Bar Yosef. That's what Rosh Hashanah said that he made a head with God on Rosh Chodesh. The Shodesh was Rosh really Rosh Chodesh. Our master has to trust his Muslim. So I thought I'd come to America. The Kobo posted such a sheep. So the Aruch HaShulchan said also, Rosh Chodesh is imagined. And if it's popular, although this cool works for Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't work for the Chol HaMoed, where it's more common. I'll bring it to your attention, that we said it was not completely the original idea. Let's now turn our attention to Simon Shin Ayin Chet, which is the halacha of Avro, Sudas Avro. What's Sudas Avro? The first meal has to be given by the neighbors. Sudas Avro should not be eaten from his own food. Famous thing, Sudas Avro. Yomama cut, Avro Yomishan also lecha lecha mishalom. The machloka can understand what the word means. Tyson says the word is Peshuto. Yomecha, Yomishan. But the first day, you can't eat your own food. Not the first meal, the first day.
The Rosh is not the first meal. But a Shulchan Aruch, to the Rishonim, like the Rosh. Sifal, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber. And Rosh, the Ha'av, Rosh, the Lech, the Yom Rishon, Mut, the Lech, the Nishalo, Afilus, to the Rishonim. And the truth, Mashmah, the truth wasn't so happy with it. Why wasn't he so happy? I'll tell you why he wasn't happy. Of course, against the Rosh. Because you learn how to go one of two ways. The first meal of the first day. The Rosh is only needs the first meal, so the Chosh was the first one even the second day. I mean, they did it. But the Torah is not so sad about that now. I'm sorry? Couple ways. Could be. I wouldn't jump to say it's a lot they would make of the oval. I don't know if it's this kind of a situation. I'm wrong. Maybe. It's going to make a lot of involved. You know, the stickle of time to the tatra. Could be. I don't mean the same case. I mean, there are different than Hagel about Avro, which I'd like to discuss briefly. Test. Vosum should nagu the harpas the boss of the yayin and medium atanum also. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter Shalita was in Avelis, and I went to the house, I went to the camp, I came in, and I went to the house straight from the cemetery. He asked for meat and wine. But as soon as I brought him, we brought him. Yeah, I bought it myself. And I'm not mistaken, there was nowhere, in the middle of nowhere. I went to the store, I think I bought some salami and couple of wine. If I'm not mistaken, I could be having six stuff with the closet. That's my recollection. It's a long day. It's a long day. And, you know, from Morishah to Williamsburg to Long Island somewhere, and then back to Borough Park on no sleep. You know, these kind of one of those days. In my memory, from that kind of a day, I recall something like that happened. He wanted both of the eyes. I could be completely wrong. The Dominican Marvin Skillet of Basin, that's the Dominican, it's much more popular. Basin is the godfather calls it all of eggs. Where does the yayin come from? Yayin always comes from. Yayin comes from, we mentioned before. Right? Through Sheikh Al-Ova is the yayin of Mori Nofesh. So in this remarks, the yayin was spread in the world on the Nakhon and South Island. You understand where wine comes from? Meat? Could be, because meat was offered in Anina, to show in our Velas, all sorts of, I don't know. Tatsuna's mitzvah. Well, it's a strange concept. it's not like a wedding, you know. But there is such a custom, the different opinion. There are some other detailed discussions that I have to have wrote the column. Oh, I'm sorry. There are requirements that someone else's food, or you can eat your own food. That's the question. I mentioned before one. Those Mishnayos and the Moed Katna, they're talking about Moed, they're talking about Kol. That's another Machloket, but the same thing over here. Fine. These are some of the laws of Havro. You have to get a neighbor to be in charge of it. You have to make it a committee. It's important to have somebody in charge. This Shinai test of Allah. Yeah. The other reason is the reason. What's the reason for Rabbein Yeruchim? What's the reason? Hatam ki ha'ovel doeg v'nenech ha'meso v'enech ho'shish lechol ki ritzon olam osu gamkein. Right? That's we find sometimes we feel so distraught to say, well, I also want to die. Al-kein tivo lechol mishal acherin. If he's going to have to worry about his own meal, he won't serve himself. So you force him to eat by having someone else come in and given food. That's quoted here in the preaching. the levush, it's a din nicham avel. We want to show that we care for you. We want to show that we care for you. Now, what if the guy wants to fast? So that goes, oh, we don't let him fast. And the Shulchan Aruch, we do let him fast. No. I thought that depends upon the machlok, the shadow, what's the reason for a havra. Namely, if somebody wants to die, we don't let him fast. He's going to commit suicide. He'll starve himself to death. But if the reason is nechama, we kindly offer him nechama, he doesn't want to take it. What can you do? You know, we are offering him a meal, there's a consolation. The offer itself is a nechama. Even if he decides he doesn't want to eat it, that's what I thought. I thought someone said exactly the reverse. I mean, what was that? I don't know. Very good. This is Avraham. Now, there is a din of, also from the same story from that same Maimon, Shinai and Tatal, Shemavarach and Birchas and Mosin Beit Ovel, Omer Baruch Arviyas Zuzu, Baruch Atah Hashem Lakena Melech Olam, Kelavina Malkena Barenu Golenu Kedashenu Kedosh Yagwa Melech HaKai Vatov Vemetit Kelem Es Zayin Em Es Shofi Vetzedek Vepulet. Ramah Gatsu Zuzu Vepulet. Lokeach from the first of the Mishpah, Shalat Balama Lats Book and Tona, Ki Chod Rach HaMishpah, Venach Mama Barbona, Vepulana Akhul Chayam Lodus Lom. So the Baruch Go there, Pierce and Destroy, Who You Got for Instance of Zayin, Melenu, Vumeal Ovel Zel Lachayim Ol Shalom. Try. I did. The Mefurish I did. Come on, brothers. Do we do it? So Rav Shapa's house, he asked for an obstacle sitter or some sitter on any day, he said it. He wasn't one that he wanted to have a mezuzah. I need the whole day running around this whole place. So, I guess when I bought salami, we all ate salami. And whatever we ate there, I forgot. And we went for the mezuzah, and we said this mezuzah. So since I learned from my Sarab, so when I was in Shiva, so we did the same thing. We bench with them and we bench with this Nusach. Some of our minyan, I always say when they have a minyan, it's very rare to have a minyan sitting and eating at the base level. It's rare. That's what happens. The rarest. If you apply it to get to the Mizumah, not so rare at all. You didn't do it. Yeah, the minyan's not doing it at all. What? I was saying that. You bench by yourself, you don't have to do it. I think the minute you get by yourself, you don't say. In the minute you don't say it with three, but, yeah. No, it's not a good number. No.
You told me we were benching with the other.
That's a good question. That's a good question. What's coming to the base of the arrow line of eating? I don't know. In Sid Hill, it says, he says, the Vorek Menachem Avelim Shachal Nishalom. We have the Boreh Shatzim Chubim Alano Shechal Nimishalo. The Boreh Menachem Avelim Shechal Nimishalo. By the way, two of the corrupt figures is Shatzim Chubim Alano Shechal Nimishalo. That's this, as most of them have. We also put in brackets of the pretty already in Madrid. Here it says, Shatzim Chubim Alano Shechal Nimishalo. This is a pastor, this is a novo. I am some top kuf kuf chet. But that most folks can say it's said even the yachid. And it only requires 10 for Birkos Rechava. What's Birkos Rechava? He's got a special bracha in the town square. We don't have that bracha anymore. The Marav requires 10 people. Which almost never happens. So if we don't, the Dominicans have to say it. And the Yachid Shulchan, they're all. The Marav is about the yachid, and we shouldn't follow it. The Machlokas is the other count of the Mezuman and the Sudas Avraham. So Shach says no, but what was it? Yes. We assume yes. What happened to Birkos Rechava? What happened to it? The Ramban writes the Birkos Rishus. And if it was just coming to disuse, don't say it anymore. And when he discusses it, it's Kufnun Dalit. Gives you a whole list of the Bracha, which we don't say. But he does say over there that when you say Kaddish, it's the same phrase, you should say the Kaddish more than 4 amas away from a grave. Log or Rosh, you should say the Josh was a double Kaddish within 4 amas of the grave. So the Shach
Take a look at Simmons back to Shinai Vav for a second. Get you right over here. The Chabad says Dalit. Machigin Mati Beis HaKvorit. It's a Kadosh of Kadosh. So the Shach says, he's Dalit Amit away from the maze. No, how come we don't do it nowadays? My answer is as follows. You really need Dalit Amit to the Beis HaKvorit. We can't do that because it's too far away. Our footing is so huge. Everything's going to go away from the whole cemetery. It's so far. So therefore the minister came to do it even close to the Kvorit. It's hard to find a way. There's no Tafuf. You can't find a way. The place is far enough. Which is close enough yet far more than 4 hours away. That could be. But, Dylan, you get the same idea. The minute gets to say these things, we assume it's called the Tzorach HaMeis. The Hilonis. That's the minute which we have in, again, it's against the Shah, against the Mechav. That's not many. Many places we go we have against the Mechav. Okay. We now, as I mentioned yesterday, we have a Haskalah beginning of Hilchos Avel Prat. Simin Shintei. Can't go too long, but at least the beginning. Simin Shintei. Begins by talking about all the dinner of an Avel HaHosava. He rattles off. How many dinners? Let's rattle, let's count them together. Rechitza, Tzicha, Yilis HaSanto, Hashemita, Likwes Betoro, Sheol HaShomim, Visa, 70 Surim, and what are you chayav in? Atifa Tarosh, Fiyah Samita, that's two. These are 7 Isurim, and 2 Chiyuvim, which apply for the whole Shiva. Then these are Tefillin on the first day, we'll get to that later. And if it's a Shloshim, one of these two Shloshim, 3. Giyut, Soros, and Simcha. And if you care, which is, we spoke about the idea of Shloshim, I'm not fine. So related. Okay, now you may know about other things that are not on this list. You're going to wonder about them. No? What's not on this list? What do you associate with a man which is not on this list? You look at this, that's the story. Sitting on the... You risk Kfiyah Samita, that was discussed next week, what the relationship between Kfiyah Samita and sitting, not sitting on a chair. So we'll discuss that. What else missing? Saying, oh! Shulchan knows his name. Ah, they came down on it, don't they? But it is not found over here. Malacha. Malacha is... oh, could be, right. So there is an Isa Malacha by another. Isa Malacha exists, and it's a serious matter. But it's a habit. The Hatter. But the Hatter is limited. The Hatter is, no, who knows the Hatter? Who knows the Hatter? Famous Hatter. The world has to do Malacha for certain times of the week. Otherwise, it should not be doing Malacha. What is it called? Dover Ave. Dover Ave. We know by Chalamayim, right? No, it says the Shulchan Aruch. It says Dalit. Okay. Shame Shuasa Batir Mulah. So, I feel the Dover Ave, that's Dover Asam. Even if the Dover Ave is still Asir. It's still Asir. It's still Asir. Not the same as Kalamayu. It's still Asir. No. Oh, so the key is Sipay. This is the key. Also, last I have, Harry. Ellen came the daughter of a... That's the answer. People have businesses, whatever they have, and stays open on during the Arve. It's not going to be. So the Chori answers, daughter of a? Daughter of a? That's the Muslim. Why is a business a daughter of a? It's made it familiar for different color, right? Because you're payroll. It's a payroll worker. I'm not paying it to become a citizen. You're crazy. It's right. So there's no burden on the place. You have to pay a worker every single day. And if a dover of office level needs to have the post from that. That's a real dover of office. That is bought, you have to pay his workers. I don't mind the workers should take off without pay. That's double for them. They're not supposed to volunteer.
not right.
That's the cool that people have. Change what we call work, I'm going to work. Sleeping the floor, not going below. This is called basement. This is called Bala, as I mentioned first. This is called Bala tells us that there are two partners. Two partners. And one is going to avail, so the club should be closing. That's a tough thing. But the Chayra, the Hester of Dover, Ovid would apply there as well. Again, today most people have built-in expense. It's unavoidable. So if they're unavoidable, so Dover, Ovid, so that's what they're, even if there's only one owner, it would be Ovid, Kappa, Homer, if there are two owners. They had different situations those days. They didn't have to pay rent because they owned their place outright. They didn't have to pay workers. They had no workers. They everyone had to go in a little store, right? They got up at 10 in the morning, opened up. He was a tailor, he was a cobbler, he was a, whatever he was, an artisan. No expenses, no payroll, nothing. Every day you went in, you did your work. You made more money by the job or by the hour. Yes?
I think
you're
right. It should be never
out of your economy. That is Muslim. There's certain coolers, even for the other to do things on his own. If you can't get someone else to do it, it's just, hey, number of a, some say you can do it, and we're making it for 3 days. Some of 3 days is a cutoff. We don't have Shlosh of the Tchi, some of the Shalom, as I mentioned before, the Rai Mashita. Then he says that maybe if no one's better, it's even better within 3 days, perhaps. That's a tagot. But the kind of malacha we have in the house, with examples of washing the dishes, and cooking, and baking, is not considered to be in the category of malacha in the first place. Malacha is what we call work colloquially. It's going to work. Rechitzik, we're not going to catch it for sure. Rechitzik Ketas. Also, Lichot Kogufa, Fila Beton, Fila Beton, Fila Beton, Fila Beton, and also Beton and Mutter. All you can do is wash your hands and your face with cold water. That's it. That's Medina. But the Ravoko Shemitic, that's also the 30 days. 30 days! Can't bathe or shampoo, nothing. Ain't the Shana, the Minigi, Minig Kodamu, the Gatha of the Seekin. Wow. What's the reason for this? Where did it come from? So the Prophet says, or the Ruach is the reason, you may comb your hair. Oh, he's right. You may comb your hair. And comb your hair is considered to be the equivalent of what? Come on. A haircut. A conchavis. You can't take a haircut. Huh? Yeah, with... We pass the foot of the comb your hair, so you can take a surgery wash after 7 days. So the Rabbi Mashal patches it up a bit. So they used to go to the bathhouse, and in the bathhouse they used to give haircuts. It was, you know, an all-purpose deal. They had a guy there giving haircuts in the bathhouse. Aye, if that's the case, on Cholamay, if you can't take a haircut, you shouldn't be allowed to take a bath on Cholamay either. No, that's Rabbi, it's not Yechidim. As I said, it's not. That's an amazing story in this paper. Unbelievable. It's presented by the Yeshiva of Yitzchak Kono. The story of Yitzchak Kono is an incredible story. That someone came to him and asked him, am I allowed to bathe? And after Shiva. And Rabbi Yitzchak Kono said, yes. People were there, whatever. How can you say something? It's a Mithrusha Ramah in the Shanah, the Bosiki in the Shul Kurs. Oh, that's impossible. Tell the story, told of Yitzchok, of Yitzchok Kona, written by his famous secretary of Yaakov Lifshitz. This is the year 1876. Okay, Rebbe, can I go to America? He said, yes. So, how can it be? He said, look, go now before I change my mind. How do you do it? How do you think? Hey, why is it up to take a bath after Shiva? Why? Well, no, because we're going to take a hit. What about Chol HaMoed? Ah, The guy says, I know, that's the Taz, Mashal, I know. Right. No one can take a haircut, they're not worried about a mixture. Right? Mr. Khanan, the guy came over in 1876, it was zero. Steve, no one takes a haircut. So the Khanan says, he can say, how do you like that? I want to say the following Kiddush. If this is true, is it permissible to take a shower where? Where? In your house. Because the whole reason why you couldn't take a shower is why? A bit. Why? Because if they gave a haircut, they get haircuts in your shower. Just a sign up there. Haircut given. So the reason shouldn't apply, the reason shouldn't apply. But I'd be afraid, frankly, to be making a difference on the basis of this story of my cooler. Shave after the shower. But yes, I'm not. Before shower, it's a good point. That's not a bad point. You do shave. That's not a stick with my cooler. That's not a beard. But anyway. The guy has a beard.
I don't think that's cool
whether
you're
beating.
You got a haircut.
I'm not cool with that either. I think the main cooler to be master, and I tell people that they don't have to keep the spinning anymore. And I'm not the Abed of Covenant, far from it. I'm only a Rebbe in the Yeshiva. But, you name it to him. But what I think is that we can apply the principle of fixed spinning. What is fixed spinning? It's in the same as Gemara. Everyone knows Gemara Brochus. Everyone knows that the Gamliel, right? Is to the Sunday, yeah, the first mission, the Rochas HaLevishi, is to the Sunday. Now it does say, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gimel, Lo kol mi shom is to the Matir lo, Radaf the Shul, is to do a Shul, is to the Nag ben Kiyus, Lo yirchus the Tzah Adar Yobel Emesh. That's for a week. So for a week, I would say, which is Nikir Adin, it's only a week, but we could argue that a person is not really instant, it's not a day. How do you get it? How do you survive? We have to answer the debate. The debate says, Tichas to Otto Lotto, Kosher with Gavanatana. I was in the Havar Azul Mamutter. In my opinion, the odor is the mutter. Because the Havar Azul, this is get rid of the smell. That's what the odor really is. The odor is the smell came to. I believe that Rabbi Felder asked this in his statement. I'm mistaken. I call about this one also. After deodorant, I should get another copy, right? After deodorant, how can that be deodorant? You're British, mother. I mean, and not taking a shower in June, the place is a wet pot there, and it's walking in a shrit, and the eyes bring a shower, and after deodorant also. Deodorant, what's the thing right there, no? I think deodorant is not only what the cookies, even a chiu. Cover up real, I mean, come on, you know, people don't want to walk near you. Some countries are used to it, you know, some places. But in America, we don't live that kind of life here. People are used to it, you go to whatever, I want to be married. But that's why I think the other ones are Muslim, because I'm such a maker of the other ones. I'm not wearing showers. I don't see people attempt to take showers available. I have to take a shower every single day. I take a shower twice a day, four times a day, eight times a day. So 1 week, you live without it. That's how I feel. But beyond the week, everyone is. There's no American. But I know, no one there. There are people that I know, look, every Arab Shabbat, they take a shower. Some people are very machmer, not take a shower, some Arab Shabbat, Arab Shabbat. They want to show this. Not for a couple of Shabbat. The doctor. See the boy. But at least Arab Shabbat, the guy with the shower, Shabbat, would be a chumash. So after a whole week, I think everyone's in the category of business. And then there he goes on, what's the Muslim practice, what's the straight through? That's what I think. There are certain problems in the Sugyas, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, seems to go against the Gemara. The main question is that the Gemara is to say the Sevish, that the Kula of Issus applies only after the first day. Rochas Lyle we should make Mishnah. It's Doraita, or as Persian says in the Rochas Yitzhak, Yudayan, Tezayan. Ka'ein Doraita, if I need some question in my Shashani, the famous Persian. I could hold it all day, Doraita, but they said Ka'ein is based upon. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. Shulchan Aruch said it should be a heter of Isthmus, and there's no distinction drawn between
Yom Rishon, and the remainder of the week.
Halo Dovu.
This is a kasha, bombshell kasha, no? Against them, the first Gemara. The Gemara limits to a case of after Yom Rishon, and the Mechamed that have been stopped with no limitation. Of course, a Pela Osman. So, tune in to Shem Monday morning, 9 o'clock, and approximately, and I hope to have an answer to you, maybe even more than one. Okay? I wish you all a good Shabbat, and I want to thank you for your cooperation. So let me start this year early today.